Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be sharing the Fed, the merge, and the $22,000 Bitcoin price action, as well as the five things you need to know in Bitcoin this week, including crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, massive week coming up, CPI data, which will most likely give a direction towards the Fed, ETH merge is approaching, which is one of the biggest events in the blockchain in the past years, and climax on strength of the US dollar currency index potentially approaching fire. And he also shares here that the total market cap for crypto is still signaling a potential bottom, did bounce from the 200-week moving average and resulted in the rally of Bitcoin to 25K. After that retest and very strong bounce, seems that we're good to go. And quoting Crypto Capo, this was just preliminary supply at 22,300. Still thinking 23,000 is likely. And then we see reversal. And he also adds, the entire market is approaching major resistances. In my opinion, we see a last leg up of 5 to 7% soon, then low time frame distribution, then nuke. Get ready. And quoting Big Sheds, Bitcoin accelerates and tags the upper Bollinger Bands on the daily. Also in today's show, Norwegian Central Bank uses Ethereum to build national digital currency. That's right, the Central Bank of Norway has hit a major milestone in digital currency efforts, releasing the open source code for the country's central bank digital currency, Sandbox. Also in today's show, here's how high Ethereum could soar before the end of the year, according to BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes. That's right, in a new interview with Bankless, the crypto veteran says he's bought call options for Ethereum with a strike price of $3,000. Also in today's show, crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin collapse in 2018 predicts a big Bitcoin shift and shares his target. That's right, the crypto veteran Tone Vase says it'll look promising to me only after we establish $25,000 as the new floor. Then it's going to become interesting, and it shows the floor for the Bitcoin price on his chart at $11,900. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing, can the Bitcoin price action realistically reach $1 million? We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1045 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, solid weekly close boost, short-term Bitcoin bets. That's right, the latest weekly close provided some much needed relief for the Bitcoin bulls. After weeks of miserable performance, Bitcoin finally managed to seal a convincing week's gains after avoiding a last minute correction into the candle close, which you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 week candle chart. And as such, at just above 21,800, the September 11th event formed a solid foundation for the week due to deliver considerable volatility.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
At the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently trading just above $22,300, and according to on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, the realized price is currently sitting at $21,770, and Bitcoin has yet to tackle more significant bear market levels lost as support last month. Chief amongst them is the 200-week moving average, currently sitting at $23,330, right at the cusp of where we're currently at. And a spike to $22,350 on Bitstamp overnight nonetheless caught traders' attention, furthering existing calls for upside to continue. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, inbound CPI combines with dollar nosedive. That's right, one of the two main talking points for the week is the Bitcoin price action coming from a familiar source, the United States Federal Reserve. CPI data is due for August and hopes are resting on the decreasing inflation trend continuing after July's print showed a peak having formed. And quoting Trader Jay, my calculator cannot count the number of negative comments I received after tweeting the DXY sell signal. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, the merge is here. That's right, complementing the encouraging inflation data is purely internal price trigger. The Ethereum merge and their tentative release date is actually September 13th to the 15th, and the 13th is tomorrow. So let's go. The event, now set to become a reality after months of uncertainty, sees Ethereum as a network transition from proof of work to proof of stake as its hashing algorithm. Now hype has been building on social media and beyond, and now analysts are wondering what the immediate aftermath will be, specifically whether investors will sell the news and bring markets lower immediately once the merge completes. Quoting Crypto Tony, huge week for the Ethereum and crypto community with the upcoming merge. These events tend to create more liquidity, which can be used to the whale's advantage via engineering certain moves and looks. Do not rush into positions if you are not already in one. And quoting UD Wertheimer, everyone LARPing about if they should long the merge or short the merge feels like one of these games where the best move is not to play. And quoting Decent Trader, it's important to remember that there are multiple potential headwinds that can turn things in favor of the bears, namely bugs in the merge code, a significant proportion of the Ethereum network moving to a fork, taking market value with it, as well as macro headwinds from the US August CPI data next week. And concludes here, be extremely wary of scams, fork tokens, etc. We have already seen multiple around the merge and ETH proof of work forks. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's difficulty and hash rate tackling all-time highs. That's right, Bitcoin's network fundamentals have been anything but bearish this week, and the trend continues to new heights. Both Bitcoin mining difficulty and hash rate have either hit or are due to hit new all-time highs in the coming 48 hours as of September 12th. And according to estimates from monitoring resource BTC.com, difficulty will increase by 3% at the next automated readjustment, sending it further into unknown territory with a total of 31.91 trillion, and that follows the previous jumbo readjustment of 9.26% 2 weeks ago, this forming the largest increase since 2021, as well as acting as a firm signal that miner competition is healthier than ever. Including analytics platform The Tie, as Bitcoin hash rate rises up to all-time highs, there's an important second offer effect to remember, the halving. Before this, it was expected for 2024, but now the projected date for the next Bitcoin halving has moved to quarter four of 2023. Pretty interesting, right? Let's freaking go. Next Bitcoin halving. Now for the fifth factor to keep your eyes out on this week at the Bitcoin market, extreme fear proves sticky. As bullish as the data and analysis seems to be, the overall crypto market still can't quite shake the sense of foreboding. The crypto greed and fear index, after a brief escape higher, is back in extreme fear as of September 12th, and a sign that a definitive change of trend has yet to enter. Checking out the crypto greed and fear index right here, you can see we're currently rated at 25 out of 100 in extreme fear, yesterday at 26, last week at 23, and last month of 46 in fear. And quoting Sansmit, Bitcoin has climbed back above $22,000 today for the first time in over 3 weeks. Bitcoin's ratio of transactions and profit versus loss is at its highest since March, and it appears that many have viewed this mild bounce as the trigger to trade again. So there you have it. And before I break down next play of the day, Norwegian Central Bank uses Ethereum to build national digital currency. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin pumping and in the green, up over 3% for the day, maintaining just above $22,300 at the time of this recording, with Ether correcting down 1.68%, maintaining just above $1,700, while XRP and Cardano also correcting and in the red, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, and Avalanche are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The Central Bank of Norway has hit a major milestone in digital currency efforts, releasing the open source code for the country's central bank digital currency, the Sandbox. Available on GitHub, the sandbox is designed to offer an interface for interacting with the test network, enabling functions like minting, burning, and transferring ERC-20 tokens. The Norwegian Bank's official CBDC partner said in a blog post and stressed that the current version of the code does not support the major Ethereum wallet MetaMask by design and is only privately accessible by users with appropriate credentials. And in addition to deploying the appropriate smart contracts and access controls, the Norwegian Bank sandbox includes a custom front end and network monitoring tools like Block Scout and Grafana. The front end also shows filterable summary of transactions on the network, and the Norwegian Bank took to Twitter on Friday to mention that Norway's CBDC prototype infrastructure is based on Ethereum technology. The central bank previously made a reference to Ethereum in a CBDC-related blog post in May. The Norwegian Bank stated that the Ethereum crypto system is expected to provide a core infrastructure for issuance, distribution, and destruction of digital central bank money. Interesting they added the word destruction, right? And as previously reported, the Norwegian Bank officially announced plans to conduct CBDC tests in April of last year, expecting to find a preferred CBDC solution by trialing different designs for a period of 2 years. And in November of 2021, the central bank issued a working paper referring to possible CBDC designs, including those based on blockchains like Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Satoshi Vision. The Norwegian Bank emphasized that interoperability was one of the most important problems while considering various technical solutions. Now, the news came amid the International Monetary Fund releasing a report indicating that 97 countries or more than half of the global central banks were exploring or developing CBDCs as of July 2022. On the other hand, only 2 countries have fully launched CBDC projects thus far, including Nigeria and the Bahamas, according to the IMF. And in September, the IMF said it had been working on a project related to an interoperable CBDC platform connecting multiple global CBDCs and enabling cross-border transactions. So there you have it. All I know is this, just say no to CBDCs and just say yes to the king crypto, BTC. Just saying, no comparison whatsoever. And before I break down next story of the day, here's how high Ethereum could soar before the end of the year, according to BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.1 trillion with about $85 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance at 39.7% with the Ether dominance at 20% even. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Golem leading the pack of 56%, trading at 46 cents, followed by Near Protocol up 10.4%, trading at $5.23, followed by Solana up 9.4%, trading just under $38. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green for the altcoins, which I love to see, with Luna leading the pack up 159%, followed by Golem up 108%, followed by Ravencoin up 76.8%. And I already shared with you the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, showing we're currently rated at 25 out of 100 in extreme fear. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes has given an upside target for Ethereum as it approaches the highly anticipated upgrade to proof of stake. In a new interview with Bankless, the crypto veteran says he's bought call options for ETH with a strike price of $3,000. Now, call options are contracts that allow traders to buy the underlying asset, and in this case, ETH, at a given price of $3,000. A call buyer makes profits when the asset increases in price, ideally past the strike price. Quoting Arthur Hayes here, I think that's the largest strike price in terms of open interest on Deribit right now. So I'd say, let's call it $3,000 by the end of the year. Of course, the Fed can influence that lower. Maybe the Fed's going to raise rates to 20% overnight. I don't think that's going to happen. But at the end of the day, if there's a certain amount of demand and the supply isn't there to meet it, the price goes up. And it doesn't matter if the cost of dollars is 4% or 2% or 25%. That's why I trade, because there is nothing to do about the liquidity constraint of the dollar, which a lot of crypto is. It's a liquidity play on the global reserve currency, because that's the system that we are rebelling against. Hayes has remained overall bullish on the second biggest blockchain by market cap as it moves towards the merge, and said last week that Ethereum's biggest upgrade can lead to a free money trading opportunity should a proof of work fork arise. Quoting him here, they may have a bit of people wanting to trade it, like me, because it's interesting. And if it has a value above zero, it's just free money. I think you could have a similar sort of analysis of Bitcoin Cash and some of the other. Go back to all the different Bitcoin forks that happened back when we were talking about the block size debate in 2017. How many of those have actually done very well in a price performance versus the asset? asset they were supposed to supplant Bitcoin from that period onward? And the answer is none of them, because the users don't care. If I get some proof of work coins, I will try to sell them at a very opportune time. Maybe that's as soon as they come out. Maybe it's not. I don't know. It depends on the hash rate, what they're trading on, different exchanges. It's such an interesting trading opportunity, and just making sure that you're all set up and ready to go and looking at the derivatives and spot is key. There's going to be mispricings everywhere, assuming that this happens. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Arthur Hayes's prediction of a $3,000 ETH before the end of the year? And to watch this video he did entitled How Arthur Hayes is Trading the Ethereum Merge, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin collapse in 2018 predicts a big Bitcoin shift. As well as I share with you, can the Bitcoin price still realistically reach $1 million? But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The veteran crypto trader Tone Vaez, who predicted Bitcoin's crash during the 2018 bear market, is warning that a similar type of meltdown could be on the horizon for the king crypto. That's right. Seasoned trader Tone Vaez tells his 121,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin appears to be following its price action in May of this year when it showed signs of recovery before eventually breaking down. Quoting Tone here, right here, May 2022, the move was to the downside and it like flirted with the upside, but then it still crashed. And then now the same thing is happening, and the same thing happened in the past as he outlines here in this chart. And Vaez adds that Bitcoin's current price action is also reminiscent of how Bitcoin performed between July and November of 2018. Back then, Vaez called for the break of $6,000 support months before it actually happened. And according to Vaez, Bitcoin has the tendency to confuse traders before making its big move. As he shares here, Bitcoin keeps not doing what it's supposed to do until it eventually does. And he goes on to share, the obvious trade here is the big drop, but that doesn't mean that the big drop will not happen next week or the week after, which is why I'm not interested in bullish trades at all right now, because I have seen this movie play out many times. It will look promising to me only after we establish $25,000 as the new floor, and then it's going to become interesting. And as you can see here in this chart he outlines, it suggests a floor for the Bitcoin price at $11,900, suggesting a downside risk of over 45% from the current Bitcoin price. And to watch this video, Tone Vaez did entitled Bitcoin Holding Strong Above $21,000. Check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Can Bitcoin realistically reach $1 million per coin by the year 2030? Well, many pundits and famous investors are saying yes, including crypto trading platform BitMEX's ex-CEO Arthur Hayes made precisely that prediction just 4 months ago, and famous growth investor Kathy Wood of Ark Invest said the same target in April of this year, and serial entrepreneur Pompliano took the stage at the same Bitcoin 2022 event and said Bitcoin can reach $500,000 to $1 million in the near future, but anything beyond that would require a social collapse and total meltdown of the US dollar. And in early June, MicroStrategy chairman Michael Saylor doubled down on his bullish price predictions in a CNBC interview and shared, it's not going to zero, and if it's not going to zero, it's going to $1 million, because it's obviously better than gold at everything that gold wants to be. And it's important to keep in mind that these Bitcoin bulls have significant financial interest in the Bitcoin market. For example, let's take MicroStrategy. If Bitcoin ever reaches $1 million per coin, the company's current cachet of roughly 130,000 Bitcoins would soar from $2.8 billion to $130 billion. Like, whoa, talk about an epic ROI. And as a result, MicroStrategy would be a financial heavyweight with Bitcoin-based cash reserves comparable to software sector rivals Microsoft and Alphabet. And at the same time, people like Michael Saylor and Kathy Wood are putting their money where their mouths are, so much respect. So bottom line, Bitcoin enthusiasts like Michael Saylor, Kathy Wood, and Arthur Hayes could still lose it all. However, obviously, I think cryptos are here to stay, and there is a good reason to believe that Bitcoin will remain a cornerstone of this evolving market. There will be continued volatility along the way, and the current crypto crisis could could last for years like the last one did, that's all right. I'm in this investment for the long run where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers that make some noise in the comments below. So all things considered, I think it's a good idea to keep some Bitcoin in your long-term investment portfolio, not financial advice. If that lofty $1 million price target holds up, every $10,000 you invest now into Bitcoin will be worth nearly $500,000 by 2030, and it could be a shame to miss that opportunity. Right. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Peter Cialella wrote, "Thanks JV for keeping us updated. I watch you daily and appreciate your balanced approach with a little bit of hopium for the long run." Pompliano is bang on. Bitcoin is very humbling. No one can forecast the future price of Bitcoin, nor call the absolute bottom or absolute top. Stay the course. DCA and BTFD, let's go. Sage advice, Peter. Let's get it. Our next featured comment comes from Luigi Mario. JV, congratulations on 1,044 shows. I've been watching and listening to your show since the beginning of 2021, so I watched over half your shows. Your content and delivery of crypto news makes Crypto News Alerts my favorite crypto show. Keep up the good work. Absolutely, fam. I appreciate your continued support. And our third and final featured comment comes from Pezza. Thanks, JV. Great show as usual. I appreciate all your hard work as it saves me a lot of time. Pomp is right. Bitcoin humbles you. I'm excited about the future. The free thinkers are going to have money and turn this world around for the good of everyone. Peace. You got it, fam. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment right down below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.